Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in, and that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. KetoWithX22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2858, and today's date is August 24th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Assets Deployed, Trump Ready's Next Phase, Boomerang. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the more they push, the more they go after that agenda of the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, trying to push the people into this, the more the people are going to see this very clearly and push back hard. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots and other world leaders wanted this to happen so people could actually really see that this was not a conspiracy. It wasn't made up. This is their true agenda. Sometimes you just got to show the people the truth. And for some people, they need to experience it to understand that, wow, they're really doing this. This is not a conspiracy anymore. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening, because think about it. The World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, They are now instructing the criminal syndicate. These are the leaders of certain countries to say, listen, you must sacrifice now because things are completely falling apart. But we need to remember something very important. Who created this crisis? It is the private Western Central Bank. It's the World Economic Forum. And it's the criminal syndicate leaders that actually did all of this. And now they're telling the people they must sacrifice. And the people of different countries, they're starting to wake up and they're starting to realize that this is no longer a conspiracy theory. Remember, this would have worked perfectly. It really would have if there was a war. If there was destruction, if there was chaos, the world leaders who are part of the criminal syndicate, part of the World Economic Forum, part of the central bank system, yes, their entire message of you must sacrifice, the reason why we don't have food on the shelves, the reason why we don't have energy is because we're in war and people must sacrifice. They use this playbook in the past. If we were in a pandemic situation where the global economy was shut down, yes, this argument would have worked perfectly. We're in a global economic shutdown. The pandemic has destroyed everything. We don't have the supply chains anymore. Everyone must sacrifice. But we don't have any of that. They're doing this out in the open. Actually, I do believe Trump and the Patriots pushed them out into the open during a time where they have no cover story. And now the people are seeing the truth of the matter. This is coming out of Germany, and this is a tweet, but it's in German, but it's translated. And it says, our country faces an energy crisis that threatens prosperity of millions of people. And what is the answer of the Green Father, Gretchman? Don't shower every day. I mean, really think about that for a second. They're telling people not to shower every day and just use a washcloth. And this is what it says. The Waschlappen is also a useful invention. What kind of people actually govern Germany? So the German people right now, they're seeing the truth of the matter. And then we have Trudeau coming out saying the people must sacrifice. It's almost like this is all scripted, where they're all now saying, you must sacrifice, you must give up these things. Remember, their entire plan is you will own nothing and you will be happy. And they're moving forward with this plan without a cover story. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. As they continually walk down this path, the people are going to wake up in droves, especially when winter comes, because winter is coming. And as winter approaches and certain countries don't have energy and people can't heat their houses and people can't produce certain things, the people are going to get very, very angry. Yes, this would have worked with a great war. This would have worked with a global pandemic where we had the entire economic system shut down because they could have made their case. This is not going to work right now because they have nothing and the people are completely awake. Actually, Japan, they're planning on a dramatic shift back to nuclear power amid fear of blackouts. And they're exploring building new reactors and they're restarting at least 7 reactors. Now, Germany, in contrast to Japan, will shut down its last 3 remaining modern nuclear power plants by the end of this year. So let's get this straight now. Japan's starting to realize that we're entering an energy crisis, and they're taking precautions to make sure that there aren't blackouts, to make sure that people have enough energy to heat their homes, power everything. Germany, on the other hand, they are trapped. They can't get natural gas anywhere except for Russia, so Russia controls pretty much everything. They're shutting down their coal plants. They're shutting down their nuclear plants, and they're telling the people, hey, you're going to have to sacrifice. You think the people can see very, very clearly who's responsible for the crisis? It's the same thing in this country. We know who's responsible for the crisis. It's the Biden administration. It's the puppet masters. It's all part of the same exact thing. There is no difference. They're all in sync. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. But the entire thing is falling apart right now. Remember that girl that was out there, Greta Thunberg, and she was preaching to everyone that we must save the planet. Well, her entire movement is completely collapsing on her. Nobody is believing it. It's fizzling out. Actually, Sky News, Australia's Andrew Bolt, he put it this way. A mere child full of rage, obsessed with doom, totally devoid of any practical solutions. But here she was lecturing the world on how to fuel their 21st century economies. Over the past year, Thunberg's movement, described by Bolt as a cult, has fizzled out. And it has fizzled out. Actually, the entire push into their new, their Green New Deal is not working. The people are not going along with it. The polls are showing this. The farmers around the world are actually pushing back, and it's going to get a lot worse for them. The people of this world are not with them. They are a small minority speaking in an echo chamber, and the only reason their message is getting out is because they have the bullhorn of the fake news media, which they control. Without that, no one would be even hearing their ridiculous message. The people would just be going about their everyday business. But the people now hear their message, and the people are all talking and saying, yeah, we're not going along with this. They're trapped in their own agenda, in their little tiny echo chamber. But that doesn't mean they're not going to keep pushing forward. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want them to push forward. The more they push, what happens? The people push back. Look what's happening in this country with critical race theory, the vaccine mandate. The more they pushed, what happened? The people pushed back, not just in the United States, but around the world. And what is Biden doing right now? Right now, he's considering funding the Canadian mining and metal industry to acquire more rare earth minerals to build renewable energy technologies. And at the same time, he is considering funding the Canadian mining. He's blocked the development of U.S. mining efforts here in the United States. Think about that for a sec. This is what they've been doing for a very long time. Why do you think when Trump came into office, why do you think he said, okay, listen, we're going to make this country energy independent. We're going to show the people, look, we never had to have it this way. We didn't need to rely on other countries for energy. We have all the energy here. And I'm going to show the people, if we have all the energy here, I can bring down fuel costs. We can be independent. And that's exactly what he did. Now people could see the truth of the matter. Remember, before Trump, they were telling everyone, there's no energy here. We can't drill here. We can't do anything. We need to depend on everyone else overseas. Now, people see the truth. People understand that we don't need to go to other places. We can do everything here. But again, that's not part of their agenda. Trump showed you what could be done. The Biden administration, the puppet masters, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're showing you something completely different. And I think the people see this very, very clearly, just like they see very, very clearly how the economy is completely falling apart under Biden. Right now, the U.S. pending home sales, they're down the most since 2011 year on year. Sales are down by 22.5%. I mean, really think about this for a second. It's absolutely awful. And we're starting to see companies now, they're starting to either freeze their hiring or they're ready to lay off. RNC Research put this out on Twitter and said the following: scary to hear. U.S. companies are planning to hiring freezes and layoffs as the Biden economy flounders. Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Ford, JP Morgan, Lyft, Microsoft, Meta, Netflix, Peloton, Robinhood, Subhub, Substack, Tesla, Twitter, Wayfair, and many other companies. They're all planning to either freeze hiring or they're laying off. And we knew that this was coming. But what is this going to do? It's going to bring the people to the economic precipice. The people are going to see very, very clearly who's responsible for all this. And this is going to be blamed on the Biden administration. It's going to be blamed on the Federal Reserve. And the people are going to say, we want change. We don't want these type of people here. And then if you expand on this and you go globally, the people of other countries where they're freezing and they're very, very cold and angry and hungry, these people are going to demand change. How do you get rid of a private Western central bank that has infiltrated the world? You bring it down to the level of the people and you have the people say enough is enough. We've seen this in the past. We've seen where we had these kings and queens and all these leaders where they kept pushing the people down and taxing the people and making the people suffer. Eventually, what happened? The people rose up and they said, enough is enough. We can't do this anymore. We need to get rid of these people. The same thing is happening right now, but this is on a much larger scale. How do you destroy and bring down the private Western central bank system? You expose their entire agenda to the people and you let the people experience all of this. And this is exactly what people are experiencing right now. And the people, they're going to push back like we've never seen before. Canacoa the Great on Truth put this out and said, natural gas prices rise to their highest level since 2008, quadrupling over the past 2 years. This is the largest source of electricity generation, 38%, and home heating, 60% in the U.S. Now, think about this. We have natural gas pushing up, and this affects electricity, which means the cost of electricity is going to go up, and they're telling everyone to purchase an electric car. Is this going to work out well for them? Absolutely not. And we're seeing this all over the globe. But remember, they are pushing their agenda. And everything that they're doing right now, where people are saying, oh, look, inflation came down a little bit. Oh, look, fuel prices came down a little bit. Actually, they didn't. They're up. And if you really think about it this way, and you look at the fuel prices, which started at $2 when the resident came into the White House, and we tell you that they're at $3.50 or $4, does that sound like they came down? Absolutely not. Same thing with inflation. Inflation was 2% when the resident came into the White House. And now what? It's 8.5%. Does that sound like inflation came down? No, it didn't. It went up. It's all an illusion. They're doing this for the midterms. After the midterms, things are going to skyrocket like we've never seen before. And this is why the Biden administration right now is going after the student loan debt, because they made a promise from the very beginning, which they're actually not really keeping to, because they can't do anything in the private sector. All they could do is cancel the debt in the federal sector. All they could do in the private sector is pause it. And that's exactly what he's doing. But we'll be talking about that in just a minute. Margo Cleveland on Twitter put this out and said, total college endowments have gone up by $250 billion in the last 7 years. Student loan debt has increased by about $270 billion over the same period. Student loans are well transferred directly into the coffers of public and private universities, and Democrats want taxpayers to fund it. Then we have Dana Loesch, and she put this out on Twitter, and it's absolute fire. Let me just read it to you. How much of an elitist do you have to be not to give a damn about the cruelty of demanding that blue-collar workers who didn't go to college chip in and pay off student loans that they didn't take out? When I ask progressives why we should pay for something we didn't benefit from, they like to say that paying off student loans would leave these college grads with more disposable income to buy things, which is good for the economy and for the working class because it will make more jobs for blue-collar workers. That's the elitism. Again, we live to serve, apparently. And this is not going to put more money into the economy. First of all, the Biden administration is only canceling the federal part of it and those people that work for the federal government. The private sector, that is just paused. And basically what this is a wealth transfer of blue-collar workers' money into the college system and into government and everything else. That's actually what we're seeing. And this is exactly what Biden did. He canceled the student loan debt for federal borrowers, and he extended the pause for loan payments through the end of the year because he can't do anything with the private sector on all of this. So once again, he's not fulfilling his promise, and he's hoping this will be enough to keep the illusion alive. But what do you think is going to happen? Think about the Inflation Expansion Act. Remember, they gave $7,500 credit for electric vehicles. What did the automobile manufacturers do? Did they raise the prices of each of these cars by $7,500 or even Ford did it by $8,500? What do you think is going to happen with colleges? Do you think they're going to raise tuition? Most likely. Remember, all these people that went to college, they were sold a bill of goods. And they said, if you go to school and you take out loans and you do all of this, you're going to get a great job. But what's happening right now? Are people getting great jobs? No. All they have now is debt. And why did the system break down like this? Why did all this happen? Because it goes back to what the private was a central bank. The same thing with everything else. It's the devaluation of the currency. It's the system that is failing. And yes, there are other factors that go into colleges because they were funding these colleges like we've never seen before to actually infiltrate the entire system and teach our children something completely different than what the parents actually wanted. And now the people are starting to see this and the people are starting to realize what's really going on. But every time the Biden administration pushes and pushes these type of agendas and the World Economic Forum and the Private West Central Bank push these agendas, it always fails. The people see through this and the people push back. This is also going to fail. Just like everything else, actually, it boomerangs on them. And this is going to destroy their entire movement to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, especially when inflation really starts to hit and people are now sitting there going, wow, we're in this deep depression and they just destroyed the entire system. Do you think the people are going to be looking at the World Economic Forum the central bank, the Biden administration, and this is the people around the world. You think they're going to be looking at these individuals saying, wow, what a great job you did. We're going to definitely go into the Great Reset. No, they're going to push back and say, we're not going with you. We see what you want. We want something completely different. Remember, people aren't stupid. When people are pushed back into a corner and they can't survive, they can't heat their homes, they can't make a living, they can't pay their bills, they can't feed themselves, the people start to really wake up and the people really start to understand what's going on. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, that's where all of this is headed, because it brings people to the precipice and the people say no more. And that's where we're headed. And yes, on the other side, when we take back the entire economic system, the economic system without a private central bank, without the World Economic Forum, without this entire criminal syndicate, the economy driven by we the people is going to be absolutely incredible. Trump, the Patriots, first they have to expose the central bank. They have to show the people the truth about the economy and their agenda. And once the people learn the truth and understand the truth and experience the truth, then the people can make the decision of which way we go. And I do believe the people are going to make the decision to go into an economy that is run by we the people, not by a private Western central bank, not by the World Economic Forum, not by the criminal syndicate. And we are headed in that direction. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking and they're doing things out of fear. Actually, what we're watching right now, we're watching a coordinated effort to bring down the deep state system. And it seems that everything has been scheduled and planned for this October. It's almost like it was coordinated. And that's why I do believe we keep on hearing Red October. Think about what is going to happen in October. We have the Supreme Court. We have Elon Musk. We have Durham with Denchenko. Maybe Weiss. We have election fraud information coming out from the Truth Summit with Mike Lindell. And information that is coming out from the Pit, which is run by Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. And all of this together is showing the people the absolute truth. They're seeing the treasonous FBI, the treasonous politicians, and they coordinated with foreign governments. Then add in the elections where they decided to work together to overthrow the United States government. This is what everyone is seeing. And all of this information and everything that we're witnessing is all coming together at the same exact time. And I do believe that this is going to get a lot worse for the deep state players, because think about it. The offensive is now moving forward at lightning speed. This avalanche that's coming down the hill, it is gaining speed. It is getting bigger and bigger, and nothing can stop it. You can't stop an avalanche. And that's what's happening right now. And they realize this. They realize that they are trapped in their own agenda. And now they're going to do everything they possibly can to cover up their treasonous crimes. And as they try to cover up their crimes, it just makes them look more and more guilty as time goes on, especially when the declassification happens and you see documents and you see, that is the reason why they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now I'm starting to get the full picture here. This is not going to benefit them in the end. This is going to hurt them. And remember, Sun Tzu Art of War, appear weak while you're strong. You see, everyone thinks that Trump is just sitting back because he's weak and he's allowing all these people to do all these things, but you never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. He has all the leverage. He's just sitting back saying, come at me. Keep doing it. Let the people see the truth here. You keep doing this because in the end, I'm going to show them something completely different. Yes, I know the fake news are going to try to cover it up. Yes, I know big tech is going to try to shut this down. But again, as you go ahead and you do this and you censor and you actually, maybe there's a confirmation blackout, this actually makes you look more and more guilty as time goes on. And everything right now is boomeranging on all of them. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Paul Pelosi. This is Nancy Pelosi's husband. Remember, he was caught driving drunk. They tried to cover all of this up. They tried to hide everything. And the video of him has come out now showing that, yes, he was drunk. And he pled guilty. And it looks like he's going to be spending 5 days in jail, 3 years of probation in the DUI. And once again, he didn't get extra jail time or anything like this. And they tried to cover it up, but too many people were looking at this. Too many people were calling this out. And now it's coming back to haunt him. Did he get the full penalty that everyone else gets? Probably not. But again, if you're part of the criminal syndicate, you don't get the same rules. You don't get the same laws. You don't get the same punishment. And we've seen this time and time again. All you got to do is look at Trump and look at Clinton, look at the Bidens, look at everyone else. You could see how there are two sets of rules. And we can see that now with the primaries that are now happening in Florida, they're happening in New York and Arizona and many different states, you're starting to see the true nature of these people, especially out in New York. Out in New York, they had the primaries, and Gonzalez for New York, she won the pivotal Democratic primary for New York, and this is the state Senate District 59. And she walked into her victory party and she said, today we really prove that socialism wins. I mean, these are the people that are running for election. They want socialism. They want communism. Is this what America is all about? Absolutely not. But now they're just saying it out loud. Take a listen. And you can see their true agenda here. And I remember going back in time when Trump was giving speeches, letting everyone know that socialism is not welcomed here in the United States, because Trump, the Patriots, they saw what was happening. The foreign governments, they were infiltrating our young at an early age, teaching them about communism, teaching them about socialism, and actually morphing their perception of the United States. This is why they pushed the 1619 Project. This is why when Trump was in the White House, he was pushing the 1776 curriculum to teach people about the United States and how we're free and how it came about, because he was countering everything that they were doing. And now, as time goes on, I do believe people are actually seeing the truth of the matter and how these people really want communism and socialism, and they're pushing for this. And they're trying to get certain people into government to actually push this. Everything that you see the Biden administration doing right now actually has to do with socialism. And I do believe the people now are seeing this very, very clearly. They're seeing it in the schools. They're seeing it everywhere. And the people now are pushing back. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. I mean, think about this. We know that Trump right now, he's endorsing many, many people. We'll be talking about this a little bit later. And his entire plan to get rid of these individuals that have infiltrated our country. Remember, these people that were elected, they weren't really elected. They were installed by their cheating systems. They were installed by the criminal syndicate. Trump's plan from the very, very beginning was to show the people everything, be completely transparent, let people see the true nature of the deep state players and what they really want. And as time goes on and people see more and more of this, it's not a conspiracy. They don't have to guess. They don't have to say, whoa, is this real or not real? They're actually experiencing it. And now as people experience it and people can actually see it, because sometimes you have to show the people, that people now are pushing back. And remember, the deep state players are going to do whatever they possibly can to try to shut this down. But Trump is winning. The people are winning. And the offensive is moving forward. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he endorsed Matt Gaetz. And remember, going back, they were writing hit pieces about Matt Gaetz and how he was with this underage girl, and the FBI was looking into what he was doing. And the New York Times, they published a hit piece targeting Matt Gaetz. And the New York Times said that the Florida congressman was under investigation for dating a 17-year-old girl. And this was completely false. Gaetz, he was pushing back on this, saying, no, that's not what's happening right now. He wasn't the target of the investigation. What was happening was there was this individual that was extorting his family. And they were trying to get $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations of me go away, which actually never really happened. And the FBI was investigating this. Surprising that the FBI actually did this. And what we've come to find out is that this individual, Stephen Alford, who tried to defraud Gaetz's father, Don Gaetz, out of $25 million, he pled guilty in attempt to extort this money. And U.S. District Judge Casey Rogers sentenced Stephen Alford, 62, to 63 months plus 3 years supervised release after he pleaded guilty last year to one count of wire fraud, and now he's going to prison. Shouldn't the New York Times now write a retraction, and shouldn't they apologize to Representative Gaetz? Absolutely. But are they going to do that? Absolutely not. Patriots Are in Control on Telegram put this out and lists three different articles with three different publishers from the fake news. HuffPost, it says Matt Gaetz under federal investigation for sex trafficking wins his GOP primary. Independent says Trump acolyte Matt Gaetz wins Florida primary despite criticism and sex trafficking investigation. Yahoo News says the same exact thing. Now, really read these articles and read the headlines. What are the headlines missing? The headlines are missing the most important part, that this individual was extorting $25 million from his father, and he pled guilty to all of this. And this whole sex trafficking thing is completely fake, phony, and false. How come they didn't put that in the headline? It's very, very misleading. And all these news organizations, they should apologize for Matt Gaetz, because this is not what really happened here. And this is how they play the game. This is how they do it. Remember, it's the fake news. They don't want to tell the truth. They're propaganda machines. And they're going against Trump and all the people that he endorses. They're actually going up against we the people. The fake news, they're not for we the people. They're against we the people. They're in the business of using propaganda to control the narrative, to control the people. But they have lost control, and they're becoming very, very desperate. Especially with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she is very outspoken. They're afraid of her. So what did they do? They called the SWAT team on her, and she was swatted after 1 a.m. She put this out on True Social and said the following. Last night, I was swatted just after 1 a.m. I can't express enough gratitude to my local law enforcement here in Rome, Floyd County. More details to come. So she said someone reported something, and they sent the SWAT team in. Now, we've been seeing this quite often with Steve Bannon. We saw it with Tim Pool and many other people. Now they're doing it to representatives. These people should be arrested for calling in fake crimes or fake events and having the police resources being used in these type of instances. Because what happens if something else, someplace else, was really going on? It's almost like saying there's a fire when there really isn't, having the fire department come and say there's no fire, but there's a fire on the other side of town. These people should be investigated and they should be arrested. And hopefully we get to the bottom of this, because these people are actually really sick. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that Twitter is really coming under the spotlight right now. We know that Elon Musk, he has subpoenaed Jack Dorsey. We know there's an individual who's a hacker. He has come out as a whistleblower. This is Peter Mudge Zatko. And he's saying, yes, I have a lot of information on all of this. And now the SEC is conducting an active review of Twitter's user numbers in response to its concerns about bot activity. So they're asking Twitter, how did you come up with this? Now, of course, what did Twitter do? They sent them the same information that they filed with the SEC saying, oh, this is how we do it. Look, it's only 5%. Now, is the SEC just going to accept this, or are they going to dig a little bit deeper into all of this? Hopefully they dig a little bit deeper, because I do believe we're going to find out a lot more information, not just about Twitter during this October trial, but I do believe we're going to start to find out a lot of information from other social media platforms that they're using the same exact tactics, because these aren't companies the way you think of a company. These are intelligence-driven operations. And I do believe we're going to see how these companies, which are really intelligence operations, how they have completely manipulated everything that they were doing and put one over on the shareholders. Because the shareholders thought they were investing in this up-and-up company. They didn't know it was an intelligence operation. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of illegal activity. And that reminds me of Post 896. This is March 9, 2018. And Anon on the board said the following: are we going to have more freedom of speech on private public speech services or not? Please answer this question. Down below says 100% regulated. Some platforms will collapse under their own weight of illegal activities. And they will. And are we having free speech on private public speech services right now? Well, we do have True Social. We do have Rumble. We do have Gab. We do have ClapHub. We do have BitChute. Actually, I think people are now seeing the difference. And as time goes on and more evidence pours out, I think people are going to start to realize what's really going on here. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, because once this is shown that Twitter is actually doing what we all think they're doing, they're taking orders from the CDC, government officials, they're telling them who to censor, who to shut down, who to ban. You think this is the only platform that this is happening? No, this is happening on all the other platforms. And I do believe this is going to go from one platform to the other, to the other. And all of a sudden, we're going to start to see that there is a major, major problem with all these social media platforms, that they're not just open and free and letting people say what they want. They're actually controlled by government forces and the intelligence operatives. And they're the ones who are shaping the narrative, especially when you add in all the bot farms. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities see. CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to keto with X22. That is keto with X22.com and everything else. And once people start to learn this and people start to understand this, people are going to start to move away from these platforms. I think this is why Trump, at the right moment, at the right time, decided to unveil True Social, because he knows what's coming. And I think they're ready to accept all these people, not the bots, but actual real people. And it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, because everyone should have a say. Everyone should be able to speak freely and have a conversation. That's what America is all about. And this is why the founding fathers, when they created the Constitution, they didn't say, oh, by the way, this is only for Democrats, this is only for Republicans. Actually, it didn't even exist back then. No, they did it back then, saying all Americans have the right to speak freely. And yes, this creates a conversation that we all need to have. But remember, the deep state players, they don't want people having conversations. They don't want people thinking of ideas. Why do you think the World Economic Forum is out there saying we need to shut down all these ideas on all these platforms? Why do you think the D's already issued letters saying, hey, True Social, hey, Gab, hey, BitChute, hey, Gab, hey, everyone else, You need to stop people talking about the FBI, stop the violence. And we know why they did this. We know that they are trying to build this narrative because they're getting ready to stage an event. And they did this on purpose. It's not because, oh, they don't want to see violence or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening out in Ukraine. We see Zelensky, he's very, very desperate. We see Russia right now. They have captured many Azov battalion soldiers. They're neo-Nazis. They're going to put them on trial. Zelensky's panicking over this. And the deep state players, they're panicking because they are losing ground in regards to Russia. And they realize that everything that they're doing is not working. So what are they trying to do? Well, first of all, Zelensky's out there giving warnings, saying, listen, if you do anything during Independence Day, that's going to cross a red line. And we know that the United States has ordered everyone out of the country, which means they're going to actually stage an event, most likely, and try to blame it on Russia. We've seen this many, many times before. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the State Department is funding Ukraine's government disinformation conference, labeling disinformation as a war crime. It's pretty much what they're doing in this country, and now they're doing it out in Ukraine. And they could take it a step further out in Ukraine. So Zelensky, he took control over the broadcast media and discontinued any media that was not under government control, taking the anti-democracy movement another step further. Zelensky then banned any political opposition party and confiscated the funds of his political opposition. Ooh, sounds very similar, doesn't it, to what's happening here? These totalitarian actions were taken while the U.S. State Department was simultaneously claiming defense of Ukraine as vital to democracy. The latest anti-democracy revelation is even more stark. The U.S. State Department funded a government NGO Ukraine conference on disinformation. And anyone spreading disinformation, they're considering this a war crime. Well, if the deep state players could do it, they would do that here too, wouldn't they? They wouldn't just ban people and censor people. They would actually say this is a crime. Actually, I do believe they're trying to do this in certain areas. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the entire pandemic has fallen apart on the deep state players, on Big Pharma, on the World Economic Forum. They thought they had it. They thought they were going to use this pandemic to bring us into the Great Reset, Green New Deal, make people suffer, and kill off a lot of people. Because we know from the studies, with all the lockdowns and everything that was going on, hundreds of millions of people would have passed away. And Trump, he knew that this was going to happen. And this is why he countered everything with the vaccine. Now, again, taking the vaccine is up to each individual. If you're thinking logically and you start to do research, and I don't know why people wouldn't just do research before you take any drug. Do you just take any drug that they tell you to take? I mean, think about it. They had people rolling up in a car, rolling down their window, and you stuck out your arm and you got this mixture of chemicals injected into you. And people did this willingly without doing any research whatsoever, just believing that everything is fine and it was out for like a day. Really just think about this for a second. And I think people are having regrets right now that they should have never done this. They should have waited and waited to see what was actually in this and what side effects might have occurred. Now, remember, the only way you can see this is if the company is completely transparent. They were trying to hide all of this. They didn't want anyone to see the thousands of pages of documentation that show there are side effects. Actually, they pushed against it and they went to court and the judge finally ruled, no, you need to let everyone see this. And they never had the federally approved vaccine. But Trump knew at the time, if he didn't do something, the entire world would have been shut down. I mean, you wouldn't be living your life the way it is right now. You would have been shut down in your house. The supply chain would have come to a screeching halt. There'd be no food in the stores. Inflation would be 10 times worse. And people would be committing suicide because you wouldn't be allowed to move anywhere in the country that you were in. And this was going to go on for 8, 9, 10 years. And the studies show that this would have killed many, many people. A lot of people would have been committing suicide. And Trump said, okay, we have a choice here. Either we do it that way or we give the people a fighting chance and let them make the decision. Remember, always think logically. You don't have to rush into things. And I know people did it out of fear, out of panic. And this is what the deep state wanted. The deep state, they use fear. They use panic because they love playing on people's emotions. And that's the only way they can operate. But when you stop and you start to think and you say, well, wait a minute, let me just wait a sec. Let's just wait and see what really happens here. Let's see if this really is what they're saying it is. Because the evidence at the time, and we reported on this, Trump said this, the survival rate is 99.9x. So if the survival rate is 99.9x, why was everyone rushing to get the death jab? And I think at this point, they can't do this again to the people. Yes, you're going to have a small percentage that goes ahead with it, but I don't think this is going to work again in this short period of time. They might have to wait another 300-400 years before it can work again. But right now, trying to release another pandemic, it's just not going to work. The people now are smarter, they're thinking, and they understand. And yes, for some people, it's a terrible thing that they were forced into doing something out of fear and panic, especially when they used their bot farms to make it seem like everyone was getting it and it was the thing to do. That's what they do. Now, what's very interesting is Canada, yes, Trudeau, he takes orders from Klaus Schwab. He's his like little poster child. And they have been pushing this app called ArriveCan. And everyone needs to use this app when they enter Canada. And it tracks your vaccination status. It tracks COVID and it actually tracks a lot more than that. It actually tracks a lot of things that you don't want tracked. And it screens incoming travelers for COVID while enabling the federal government to collect a wealth of electronic data, personal information, medical records, including someone's vaccination status. And refusing to use the app while traveling to Canada can result in significant fines and even mandatory quarantine. But Elise Stefanak is out there, and she wrote a letter last week calling on the Canadian government to scrap all of this because this is not serving the public health. It's harming both commerce and the flow of traffic at the border. And they're saying that this has nothing to do with health at this point. This has to do with tracking the people and keeping control. Actually, the app had a little glitch in it in the summer, and it mistakenly ordered more than 10,000 people to quarantine at home. So people went home and they quarantined, and they waited 12 days to notify them that, oh, by the way, that was a mistake. I mean, really think about this for a second. But we've come to find out from many different studies that the lockdowns were much more deadlier than the actual virus of COVID. The lockdowns were 20 times more deadly than COVID. Think about that for a second. What were the lockdowns used for? They were a mass human experiment. And now there's analysis and other studies out there saying that lockdowns don't work. Actually, we know that they made them completely up. Birx actually admitted this in her book. The masks don't work. And everything that they did was an experiment to see if the people would do exactly what they wanted to do and how long they can keep this going and hopefully get everyone vaccinated, keep everyone locked down, and keep control over the people. But the people, they fought back. The people, over time, said enough is enough. And through the Constitution, people showed that these dictators were completely unconstitutional and they didn't have the authority to do what they were doing, especially in regards to the election. Because remember, they placed certain laws into effect that they weren't allowed to do because governors, secretary of state, they don't make the laws. It's the legislature that makes the laws. And now it's completely falling apart on them. And actually, because of this, the entire 2020 election should be decertified because all these laws, they're null and void. If everything that was done, all the drop boxes and everything else were against the law because the legislators didn't make the law, and actually when the ruling comes out from the Supreme Court, I wonder if this is going to be the start where, hey, they violated the Constitution. These are not laws. They're all null and void. Well, if they're all null and void, just like in Wisconsin, all the drop boxes going back to 2020, how can these elections be certified? They cannot. Yes, we know there was cheating, but just going on a constitutional basis, the election could not have happened the way it happened because the laws that were created weren't actually laws. Everything was a violation of the Constitution. Wisconsin already ruled this. They should already decertify. All we need is one state. And I wonder if the Supreme Court ruling in October is actually going to push this and push it where a state finally says, whoa, it's unconstitutional. We have to decertify. We can't certify. We can't keep this the way it is. These elections are illegal under the Constitution. They're null and void. It's a do-over. I wonder if that's going to happen. Now, the other thing we find out about the pandemic, which is very interesting, and this is coming out of KUSI News. They said in early August, the San Diego County Health and Human Services Agency released data that found 67% of recent COVID deaths are among fully vaccinated individuals. Facebook just removed the article claiming it was false information. No, it's not false information. They just don't want people seeing this information. This is how they control the narrative. Now, we know that Fauci, he sees the writing on the wall, and we have Senator Rand Paul right now. He's saying, and he wrote a letter, that the NIH needs to preserve all documents, communications in Fauci's possessions, going back to 1984. We also have Senator Roger Marshall. He sent a letter to NIH reminding them of their legal responsibilities to collect and retain and preserve all documents, communications, and other records in accordance with federal law. Now, this is going to be very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out with Fauci. I don't think it's going to work out for him. I think we're going to see Nuremberg trials, just like we saw back in World War II. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Trump, he countered the World Economic Forum, the Private West Central Bank. He countered their entire mission to bring us into the Great Reset, Green New Deal, to keep everything shut down with this fake pandemic. He countered it with the vaccine. And yes, he took credit along the way. And I do believe this was on purpose, because in the end, this is going to turn on these individuals. And it seems that the deep state players, they're starting to shift the narrative, because why? They lost the narrative of the pandemic. The vaccine is turning out to be terrible. There are so many different side effects. They told us it was completely safe and effective. They pushed the mandates, and they don't want to be blamed for this. So they're pushing it on Trump. And now they're coming out and they're saying that the Trump administration, they pressured the FDA for COVID-19 emergency use authorizations. And they're saying they did this on purpose to sway voters before the 2020 election. Well, didn't the vaccines come after the 2020 election? Yes, they were supposed to come before, but who held them back? Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, currency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008, or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. The deep state players, then they release them, and now they're trying to blame Trump. What do you think this is going to do as they move forward with this? Trump, you think he doesn't have documentation on the FDA, the CDC, the deep state players, and what they were doing with the vaccine? I do believe he does. But remember, he's not just going to produce them. They're going to come out in another way. They already know this. And remember, during his time in the White House, Trump, his administration, they were fighting for the reauthorization of hydroxychloroquine. Now, think about this. During his time in office, when he was in the White House, he was pushing hydroxychloroquine because he knew that this would just stop the pandemic cold. And he continually fought for the reauthorization. Who pushed back on this? Was it the FDA? Absolutely. They're the ones who revoked the emergency clearance for the drug, because it showed that it was ineffective against COVID. Is it really ineffective against COVID? No, I think Dr. Zelenko, the frontline doctors, and many other doctors showed that, no, that's not true whatsoever. I think them pursuing this path, this is going to boomerang on them. And remember, time has gone by now, and now there is ample evidence that shows ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, it all works. And actually, Fauci knew about it. The FDA knew about it. Other doctors knew about it, but they were instructed to shut it all down. And I do believe we're going to start to see information about that come out, just like everything else. Time is an amazing thing. Time shows you the truth. And if you just wait, instead of doing things out of fear, you will see the truth and it will be produced. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're seeing the truth about racism. And we know the racists like to project their racism on the people that aren't racist. And this is exactly what we've been seeing. You can see it with Antifa. You can see it with BLM. You can see it with Biden, with Clinton and the rest. You could see it with the fake news. And you see it with the school districts. And what do I mean by this? Well, in Minneapolis, the teachers union, they created this contract. And it stipulates that white teachers be laid off first. Really think about this for a second. That white teachers be laid off first. Let's just switch this around. Can you imagine if this contract said black teachers should be laid off first? Would that sound racist? Absolutely. It's racist when you say white teachers should be laid off first. Because now you're just going by the skin color. Right there, that's racism. But it seems that Judicial Watch right now, they are now suing the Minneapolis Teachers Union because of this contract. And this racist provision was inserted into the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers contract under the guise of helping to retain teachers of color. This is not how you retain teachers of color. Shouldn't we just retain really great teachers? Remember, Martin Luther King, the character of the person, not the skin color. So when you're looking for someone to fill a job position, it should be the person and their abilities. Has nothing to do with skin color, hair color, eye color, or anything like that. See, when you start doing that, you become a racist. And you can see this very, very clearly. But you can see the people, the parents, they understand this. They are now fighting back. Remember, we had certain primaries, and we're starting to see that the people, the parents, they are now voting these woke individuals in on the school boards out of their positions. Christopher Rufo put this out on Twitter. He said the following. Breaking. The school district in Grapevine, Colleyville, Texas, has banned critical race theory and radical gender theory. Schools will no longer promote these ideologies and teachers will not be required to affirm non-biological identity pronouns. Then we have Ryan James Kodersky. He said school boards that the 1776 Project PAC flipped seats and won several conservative majorities. And this is all in Florida. Bay, Brevard, Clay, Duval, Flagler, Hernando, Hillsborough, Martin, Miami-Dade, Okaloosa, Polk, Putnam, Sarasota. So everything's starting to shift right now. And really think about it. The deep state agenda, as they were pushing and pushing and pushing, they woke the parents up. And now they're receiving the full force of the parents. And the parents now are saying, we don't want you in these positions. We are voting you out because we don't want our children learning about pronouns, ze, zen, zen, they, and all the others. We don't want you convincing them that my boy should be a girl or my girl should be a boy. That's not your job. We don't want you doing things in secret, giving them secret hormones and telling them not to tell their parents. The parents, they have now woken up and now they are pushing back like we've never seen before. And when you mess with the children, the parents will get involved. And once you do this, it is game over for everyone. Because the parents will not stand by idly and just allow you to do these things. They will push back harder than you can ever imagine and shut this down quicker than you can blink your eye. And that's exactly what is happening. And we're going to see a lot more of this. Their entire agenda is doomed because you mess with the children. You mess with the children. You mess with the parents. The parents are going to fight back like you've never seen before. Wokeism is dead. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see Trump's offensive. It is pushing forward and it is working. Remember, he's using the same strategy as Andrew Jackson. The person that Andrew Jackson was going up against during the presidential elections, that individual went to the corporations, went to the banking system and everything else. Andrew Jackson, he went to the people. He went to the people and got the people behind him. Trump, it seems that he's following the same exact strategy. He's showing the people the true nature of the deep state. showing everyone and letting everyone experience everything that they're trying to do. Because sometimes you just got to show the people. You just can't tell them. And as people are experiencing this, the people are waking up. As the people wake up, they're looking for the truth teller, not the deceivers, but the truth teller. And as time goes on, and again, time is an amazing thing, they start to see the truth and they start to think logically. And as this happens, Trump is building his base, and the base is larger than we ever seen in our lifetime. The deep state right now, with their fake news, big tech, World Economic Forum, they are a small minority speaking to each other in an echo chamber. The rest of the population in the world is on the other side now. Interactive polls on Twitter put this out and said the following. In what's shaping up to be a clean sweep in Florida, 15 of Trump's 15 endorsed candidates won in primaries, including Anna Paulina Luna from Florida 13th Congressional District. Trump's endorsements record. Let's go back to 2018. 56 to 40, 58%. 2020, 141 to 42, 77%. Look what it's at today. 2022, 199 to 17, 92%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that he's in control. The people are with him. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following. 26-0 tonight, turning numerous tight races into big and easy wins. Overall, the last 4 years, 98.4% on endorsements. And then he put out another truth saying, we are winning. And we are winning. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Trump, and well, actually, we should say the president has the ability to declassify. And it seems the deep state players, they don't like this whatsoever. See, when they had their person there, their individual that they installed as the president, they didn't have to fear declassification because they would fall in line, they would do what they were told, and they would never declassify all this information. Trump, he's an outsider. Trump, he decided, you know something? I'm going to declassify it all. Actually, I put it out on Twitter. I let everyone know I was going to do this, so there's no mistake that I was declassifying everything. Actually, the public saw it, the public understood it, and the president has the ability to do this. He didn't break any laws, even though they're trying to say he did. But what's very interesting about all of this is that the deep state now, they're starting to realize, holy crap, if there's another outsider in there, they could declass even more. So now the White House, they're launching a new war on secrecy. And I do believe this is the part in this article from Politico that's very important. It says the National Security Council initiative, a review this summer to determine how to overhaul the elaborate and often arbitrary classification system that Democrats and Republicans contend is undermining democracy and national security. The initiative comes amid extraordinary scrutiny over the proper management of classified documents as the Justice Department investigates former President Trump for allegedly mishandling sensitive national secrets after leaving the White House. So basically what they're saying, and this is the translation, holy crap, he was able to declassify everything. We can't do anything about it. He didn't break the law, and we need to change this right now because in the future, we can't allow this to happen. Well, there's going to be no future for them because Trump, he has it all. Durham has it all. Weiss has it all, and they're screwed. Mike Davis put this out on Twitter. He said the following, Biden DOJ leaked Trump had nuclear documents. Number one, why did they wait 18 months? Number two, why did AG Garland deliberate for weeks before seeking home raid? Number three, why did he wait 3 days after the biased judge issued a warrant? Number four, why aren't Q classifications listed on the raid inventory? Because it was all fake. That's why. They were just making things up and they were getting caught up in their lies. Remember, they don't have the narrative anymore. If they did have the narrative, then their story would have stuck. But they don't have the narrative because people are thinking logically. Trump is letting everyone know and Cash Patel is letting everyone know. No, the Trump has the authorization to do all of this. And if we go back in time, we can see that he absolutely does. Actually, the fake news always seems to debunk themselves. Storm has arrived 17, put this out. And he says, funny how the fake news always debunks themselves if you search hard enough. Here's an excerpt from NPR article from 2019 admitting that the president has absolute power when it comes to declassified secrets. Here, therefore, has the authority to decide unilaterally what will be disclosed, what will be declassified, and what will not. And if you look at the NPR article, this is the headline. Can President Trump really tweet a highly classified satellite photo? Yep, he can. Of course he can. If he declassified it, it's completely transparent, it's made public, and people could see it. And we know that he has full authority in doing this. And this is something that the deep state players do not like. They don't like him having this authority. and they're trying to shut it down. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. Everything's already been declassified. They can't shut it down. They're trapped in their own narrative. And now people now are questioning the motive of the DOJ, the FBI, and Biden and Obama, who's in the basement. Think about it. Why didn't Trump use Barr to go after the deep state players? Because it would have looked like a political hit. Did Barr set everything up and put everything into place? Of course. Remember, this is irregular warfare. You don't go directly at your enemy. You let your enemy do all the things they're projecting on you. So they projected this on Barr. They projected this on Trump. And what did they do? They did exactly what Trump and the Patriots thought they were going to do. They sicked the FBI on Trump with DOJ approval and Biden calling the shots. He knew everything. He knew exactly what was going on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from DC Drano on True Social. He said the following. He says, what's the point of voting? They'll just rig it. Why vote GOP? They're just going to listen to big donors. No elite Democrats will ever actually get locked up. You'll never be able to change anything. If you've ever taken these positions, you've already lost. The reason those statements are temporarily true is because people with these mindsets have given up on the fight. Not me, and not tens of millions of Trump supporters. We are more engaged than ever before, and we will save America. Think about what people are saying. Oh, don't vote. The cheating, you have to wait until we get rid of the cheating system. We just can't vote because they'll just be able to cheat because they're too powerful. They have too much control. Well, let's compare this to the Revolutionary War. When the colonists were sitting there and they had their muskets and they had their pistols and they saw this incredible army sail up on these incredible ships and they were unloading the ships, they had cannons, they had the best equipment, they had weapons that the colonists just dreamed of having. Why didn't the colonists just run? Because how would they win? They couldn't go up against an army like this. They're well-trained, well-clothed, well-fed. They have weapons like what they've never seen before. How possibly can the colonists fight this type of foe? It'd be impossible. I'm sure there were people that were saying that. And people went over to the British side saying, listen, we don't want to fight you. We're going to lose. But why did the colonists stand up against these individuals? Because they knew that if they could come together and they could use irregular warfare, we could win against this foe. The same thing is happening right now. The people are uniting. The people are coming together. Remember, this is irregular warfare. We are not fighting them straight on. We're not going after their cheating system. With the number of people, we can overwhelm their system. And by watching them and by showing them that we know that you're cheating, we can actually shift the narrative and shift what they're doing because now they're working out of fear. I don't want to be caught. They're watching me. I don't know where they're watching me. But now as the evidence is being produced and they're starting to see, oh, wow, they figured out our cheating. What else do they know? Do they know more? Are they watching me from all different areas? They're paranoid right now. And as they're paranoid, they don't want to take the chance of getting caught. Remember, these are the low-level foot soldiers. These aren't the high-level people. And they're afraid. Even though the upper level say, no, you must do this, they're saying, well, I'm not going to jail for this. I'm not getting caught. See, the people right now, they have control. We're going up against a system that, yes, it's very expensive. They have control. But we, the people, we're fighting a different type of war. And we're making them think that we know a lot more, which we probably do. And we're watching them very closely. Just like the colonists did during the Revolutionary War. And this is why we need to proceed forward. Because if you don't vote, they just win. That's it. How are you going to fix it if they keep winning? Think about it for a sec. Doesn't make sense. I mean, if the colonists retreated, they said, okay, we're not going to fight them until we get better weapons and we're trained like them and we're getting meals like them. Well, the British would have won because where are they going to get this? They had to use what they had and actually adapt to a new way of fighting. And that's what we are doing right now. Because remember, this is the second revolution. It might not be with pistols. It might not be with blood. It's being done with information. Remember, this is an information war. Keep that in the back of your head. And I want to go back to post 1933. This is August 26, 2018. And it says, suicide weekend, hands up, brackets 30, brackets 28 seconds, impossible coincidence, we are in control, big week ahead. Then I want to read post 4627. This is August 26, 2020. This is a two-year delta coming up. It says, one party discusses God. One party discusses darkness. One party promotes God. One party eliminates God. Symbolism will be their downfall. The great deceivers. When was the last time you witnessed a D party leader being patriotic, exhibiting national pride, love of the country? When was the last time you witnessed a D party leader speak out against the riots, violence in the streets? When was the last time you witnessed a D party leader support those who took an oath to protect and defend? When was the last time you witnessed a D party leader support and call for unity across our nation? All assets deployed, information warfare, infiltration, destruction of America. Have faith in humanity. Have faith in yourself. United we stand, God wins. And we are going to win this war. We're already winning. We have the upper hand. The people now are uniting. Trump has all the leverage. The military was activated on November 3rd when the insurrection happened. This is all just being played out right now. The deep state players, they're reacting to every single thing that Trump and the Patriots are doing, everything that the people are doing. And every time they react, this is out of fear. They are failing. They're exposing their agenda. They're exposing who they are. And as time goes on, this is going to get worse and worse for them. Remember, never interfere while an enemy is in the process of destroying themselves. And that's exactly what they're doing. And as they're destroying themselves, they're exposing themselves. They're exposing how they don't follow the rule of law, how they don't care about the country, how they're not patriotic. Everyone now is seeing this, which gives we the people the upper hand. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, is inflation wiping you out? Are you cutting back to make ends meet? Food prices are skyrocketing with no end in sight. Same with insane prices at the pump. It's going to get worse all summer long. But you can fight inflation by getting affordable, delicious emergency food that costs far less than store-bought food. You see, this food is freeze-dried and packaged for long-term storage, so it's a whole lot less expensive than fresh or canned food. We recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. They have an inflation-fighting offer where you can save $250 on their three-month emergency food kit. This is their lowest price in 3 years, so don't pass it up. This is a great way to fight inflation while preparing for food shortages. Your kits ship fast and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $250 on each three-month food kit you need. Do it now. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in, and that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. Keto with X22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com.